13:32 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel Elton John and Sad Songs Say So Much. At 14:28, let's talk some Monday motivation with Rick Mirabella from runners.com. Rick, good morning to you.
Daniel, what kills motivation? Oh, good morning, firstly. What kills motivation more than being a bit niggly and a bit sore? Not much. It's a surefire way to stop continuity and consistency. But I've got a lot of anecdotal evidence, and there's a lot of science out there as well. But to be honest, a lot of times, just on myself, anecdotal or hundreds of people that I work with, but that moving in some capacity does alleviate over time those chronic niggles and soreness. Now, obviously, there's exceptions. We got bone on bone knees and these kind of things. Yep. You're probably, even then, to be honest, mate, the movement of riding or swimming or anything of that matter is going to be go a long way to helping. There's a lot of reasons why. I'm not going to go into them. But if you are sore and really struggling with hip flexors, groins, ankles, Achilles, backs, whatever it may be, really importantly, just you'd say, okay, I'm going to suffer for 3 months. I'm not going to push the envelope, so I'm not going to overcook it. I'm going to undercook it, which means just taking off the intensity a bit. Yep. And what we speak about most Mondays, mate, regularity over intensity. And then in 3 or 4 months, you go, well, I'm feeling good. And I look back and go, I haven't really felt my groin or my hip or my back as much as I have for a while. This is actually, he might be right, this little bloke on radio. So it's really important that you try your best to set yourself a note in your diary. At 10 a.m. I'm going to move for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. But it's the back-to-back days, ladies and gentlemen. That is the key that will really help. And I say this because I'm so passionate about, if people are sore, there's ways. There are ways. Okay, so just move through it, walk through it, whatever it is. You might have to grit the teeth for a little bit, but just back the intensity off.
Well, that was going to be my next thing, is how many of us would sit there and say, oh, I'm feeling a bit sore today, might have a tight hamstring, whatever it may be, you know, so I'm not going to do anything today. So the idea is to basically just get up off the couch and do that 10 minutes.
Uh-huh. It used to be their protocol 15, 20, probably 30 years ago, the doctor and the sports docs, but these days, most of them will tell you to move. And then no one's going to go and tell you to run a marathon or do anything silly at all.
Yep.
Because our job is to make you better. Our job is to make you fitter and healthier and live longer. So no one wants to make you tired or burnt out. It's not the goal. So I promise you guys, 24 hours a day, like we say every day, the first 5 minutes, you feel like rubbish, just do 10, but it will help. And more from a pain perspective we're talking today.
Yeah.
If you've had chronic pain for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, well, it's not getting better anyway, is it? So you might as well try to attempt what I'm talking about here. It's going to help you mentally and well-being anyway. So please try your best to get it done and move regularly. It's really important. Again, no Olympic records, just move.
All right, there's some great advice there from Rick Mirabella from runners.com. Have yourself a great morning, mate.
You too, Dan. Have a lovely morning.